Lesson 21, Bringing Forth, Part 3. In this lesson, we're continuing with Mishnah Tet Vav, the 15th Mishnah of Pirkei Avot in Perek Aleph, Chapter 1. To review, Mishnah 15 is an aphorism by the great Rabbi Shammai. Shammai was first introduced along with Hillel in Mishnah 12. Let's review this 15th Mishnah that we started 2 weeks ago. Shammai Omer, Shammai said, Aseh Toratcha Keva, make your Torah into form. Emor me'at ve'aseh harbe, say little and do much. Veheve mikabel et kol ha'adam besever panim yafot, and receive everyone with a cheerful face. This last line, translated receive everyone with a cheerful face, has an interesting idiom, besever panim yafot. One of the meanings of the word sever is to interpret in a positive light. It can also mean hope. Panim means face, and yafot comes from yafe, which means beautiful or well done. So, besever panim yafot literally means something like a hopeful interpreting face beautifully, meaning a facial expression that beautifully interprets reality as positive and hopeful. In other words, a smile. After talking about the previous two lines on learning Torah regularly and talking little but doing much, why is it now talking about smiling? One way to understand is that this last line comes to correct misconceptions that may arise from the previous two lines. The early rabbinic text, Midrash Shmuel, points out that one who devotes much time to learning Torah may become intellectually arrogant and antisocial. This, of course, contradicts the whole point of learning. Furthermore, one who accomplishes and gives a lot may come to think that it's one's actions alone that matter and not the attitude with which one acts. The ancient commentary on Pirkei Avot, called Avot de Rabbi Natan, says that if you give all the gifts in the world to your friend with a sour face, you've given nothing. But if you give a smile, even if you give nothing else, you've given the greatest gift in the world. So in this light, receiving people, besever panim yafot, with a face that beautifully interprets reality in a positive and hopeful light through smiling, is actually the essence and point of the first two lines. You learn Torah, just like you're doing right now, for the sake of putting it into practice, rather than just talking about it. And the most important practice is to give the gift of positivity and love to others. But giving positivity is not limited only to other people. The expression is used to receive kol ha'adam, which means every person. But the word Adam comes from the word Adama, the red clay from which human bodies were created in the biblical creation story. So, Kol HaAdam could also mean not just every person, but all of your body. So in this chant, we're going to practice first receiving whatever messages your body is giving you, and then transmitting positive, healing energy to your own body through smiling. The first word is heve, which means be. Say heve. Then comes mikabel, which means receive. Say mikabel. So heve mikabel means receive or be receiving. Et is a word that comes before the direct object. Kol ha'adam means every person. Kol is every. Adam is person. but we can also think of this as all of your body. Here's the melody. Heve mikabel et kol ha'adam. Let's try that. Heve mikabel et kol ha'adam. And then, b'sever panim yafot. Let's try that. B'sever panim yafot. So all together like this. Heve mikabel et kol ha'adam. B'sever panim yafot. Sing together. Heve mikabel et kol ha'adam. B'sever panim yafot. As you chant, there's a visualization that goes along with it. When you chant, Heve mikabel et kol ha'adam. Open your awareness to your body, receiving whatever is being communicated from your body to your awareness. The point here is not necessarily to get a specific message, though if you do get a message, that's fine too, but the main point is simply to be open to receiving a message. The openness is the point. Then when you chant, B'sever panim yafot, bring your lips into a smile and imagine the positive smile energy radiating down into your body. Let's try it all together, feeling into your body and opening to whatever it wants to tell you. Heve mikabel et kol ha'adam, which means be receiving all of your body. And now smiling and feeling the smile energy beam into your body, singing, B'sever panim yafot, which means with a positive, hopeful, beautiful face or smile. So let's take a moment to prepare for meditation, finding a comfortable but alert position, either seated, standing, lying down, or walking. And take a few nice deep breaths, bringing awareness into your body, relaxing your muscles. And now awakening the three centers, bringing your hand to your heart, chanting Lecha. Lecha. And bringing your hand down to your belly, letting your awareness expand to fill your whole body, chanting Naaseh. Naaseh. And bring your hand up, touching your fingers to your forehead, chanting Venishma. Venishma. And kiss your fingers and relax your hand. And now let's chant together along with the visualizations. Heve mikabel et kol ha'adam. B'sever panim yafot. Heve mikabel et kol ha'adam. B'sever panim yafot. Heve mikabel et kol ha'adam. V'sever panim yafot heve mikabel et kol ha'adam 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 B'sever panim yafot heve mikabel et kol ha'adam B'sever panim yafot atahu atahu Atahu, 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 Atahu. And take a nice deep breath, moving from stillness back into activity with awakening the three centers. Bringing your hand to your heart and chanting Lecha, Lecha. And hand down to your belly, letting your awareness expand to fill your body, chanting Naaseh, Naaseh. And bring your hands up, touching fingers to your forehead, chanting Vinishma, Vinishma. Kissing your fingers. And as you come back into your activity, remember this tremendous power you have to bring positivity, love, and hope to yourself and to others with a simple decision to let that positivity shine from your face in a smile. And now gratitude for the teachings and the lineage. Al Yisrael, Val Rabbanan, Val Talmidehon, Val Talmidei, Talmidehon. Upon Israel and upon the teachers and their students, and all the students of their students. Ve'al kol mandei askin boraita, diva atra hadein, ve'diva chol atar v'atar. And upon all who engage in the learning of the sacred wisdom, here or anywhere else. Yehe lehon ulechon shlama rabba echina vechizda v'rachemin v'chayin arichin u'mezon erivichir v'kana min kadam avahon divishamaya v'ara. May they and you have abundant peace, grace, kindness, compassion, long life, ample nourishment on all levels, and salvation from all dangers from before the one reality that fills heaven and earth. Vimru